with that one. So the Mavericks made a trade as well too. They were able to get JJ Redick. So cash considerations, a second round pick, and James Johnson.
To the Pelicans, yeah.
To the Pelicans. I like it. I mean, yeah, obviously, it's more firepower for Dallas. Dallas is struggling this year.
And JJ Redick will come off the bench and get you fucking 12 points, or he'll come off the bench and get you 2 points. You never know.
That's true.
But if he's hot and he's throwing up threes, that's only a good thing.
I mean, in the NBA nowadays, you're never going to say no to somebody who can shoot a three, especially efficiently. Like,
I'd say most good teams, they have that guy who can come off the bench and get hot and just hit a bunch of threes.
Yeah. That's good for Dallas. You need. Do you think Dallas should move on from Porzingis, try and trade him?
I think Dallas is the team, type of team with their owner that they would go out and add another all-star. So why would you get rid of Porzingis? Just keep him there and just try and add to the team and make yourself a contender.
I like what Mark Cuban said about it. He said, you got to look at these big men. They take a long time to kind of get heal and get their body rights and get them ready for the NBA game. Look at Joel Embiid. It took him 6 years or whatever it was to finally become like, you know. So what he said is just like, we're in no rush right now. We know what we have. We know what we're capable of a few years down the road. We just got to be patient with our process right now. And I heard that and I was like, you know what? That's a good plan to have. Because you looked at the Dallas Mavericks when they won those the championship against the Heat.
Yeah.
They just kept the same team and then just kept, you know, putting this piece in there, that piece in there, taking this piece out and just trying to figure out the correct algorithm to their team, if you want to say it.
Yeah.
That will come together and create that championship team. And I think Porzingis is young. You know, he'll get his knees figured out, whatever the heck's wrong with him. He'll get it all figured out with these NBA trainers. Luka Doncic is going to be the face of the NBA in a few years after LeBron retires and Kevin Durant retires. I think the Mavericks are in a fantastic position right now.
As long as they can keep Luka.
As long as they can keep them. In 4 or 5 years down the road, if they can keep this core intact, they will be serious contenders.
So for me though, the Pelicans trading JJ Redick is a sign where they're like, hey, we don't give a fuck, we're not trying to win this year, because they're only 2 games out of playoffs.
The Mavericks,
the Pelicans.
Oh yeah.
But what did make sense to me was them supposedly shopping Lonzo Ball. To me, that makes zero sense.
Well, I think Lonzo Ball has made it clear that he's not necessarily happy in New Orleans.
Why wouldn't you, though?
Because he doesn't...
You want to be in a bigger market?
I think he wants to be in a bigger market, and he wants to be more of the guy. Because he is...
I don't think he is the guy.
He's a very underrated point guard.
Well, he's good. And you got Magic Johnson saying he's probably the smartest point guard in the league, which I don't know how you can measure that when you not talk to probably every point guard or like worked with every point guard league. But, like... Obviously, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm the Pelicans, I'm like, I got Lonzo and Zion, and those are my two massive pieces moving forward. Why would I want to get rid of one?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to get rid of him either. But at the end of the day, if you have a player that's not happy and probably won't re-sign with you, you might as well trade him.
Is his contract up this year?
I think his contract might be up next year.
Yeah, so we still got another year, so there's no point. Like, I don't know. But if Lonzo's so smart, I don't know why he'd want to leave that. I feel like he's in a good situation.
Yeah, so he has one more year in his contract, $14 million.
I'm not trading him if I...
He's a restricted free agent, sorry.
Oh, so yeah, whatever. He's stuck regardless.
Kind of, yeah. Because then the Pelicans can just match, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And if he doesn't want to sign with the Pelicans, he has to settle for a full year if they're willing to pay him.
I think so, yeah.
Or they get compensation if he goes elsewhere.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know. If I'm the Pelicans, I'm trying to keep him to stay because I want him and Zion. They're going to only grow and get better, and then you add a piece or two. Like, that's going to be a solid team as well.
Yeah, and even going into the season, I know I said it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was wrong, but I looked at the roster and I was like, you know what? The New Orleans Pelicans look like they could be like a serious, not a contender, but they could make the
good team.
Yeah, like they can make a good playoff push if they get everything aligned correctly at the right time.
Like I think there's
their defense is just terrible though.
Yeah, but that's a young team, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised though, because they got like, you know, you'd think with Zion in the paint and Steven Adams in the paint, you would think that they would be a better defensive team though.
Yeah, but yeah, like I don't think young guys are ever. It's not like something they're working on in their college is their fucking defense when they're training extra hours. They're not training their defense. That's something you get better at. Like Brandon Ingram, that's not something you think of as a defensive player. Bledsoe, not something you think of as a defensive player. Hart, not something you think defensive player. Steven Adams, yes, but he's kind of older.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good team. They're just young.
Yeah, they are young. What do you think about the granted completely like irrelevant player nowadays, but like also still like a cool dude? Nets acquire JaVale McGee.
Do you mean the Nuggets?
What did I say? Oh, Nets. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Nuggets. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, the Nuggets are clearly adding people for a playoff run. I don't know how far they're going. Like, if you have Jamal Murray and Jokic popping off again in the playoffs, who knows, you can make a Heat-like run, but is JaVale McGee and Aaron Gordon putting you over the top? I don't know. Maybe. Gordon gets hot and he just becomes a stud out there.
Yeah, you got I think the Nuggets are in a position where they're kind of like the Heat, a bit better though. They could make a playoff push.
They didn't give up much for what they added. Like, for what they added, they didn't give up fuck all. So,
see, I look at the Western Conference right now, and I see six teams that could potentially cause some devastation, or some, not devastation per se, but
make it to the finals, you're saying?
Yeah, like when I look at the Western Conference, I see six teams that have the potential, if on the right momentum during the season.
If you get hot at the right time,
that could make the finals. Right, you got Portland, who just acquired Norman Powell.
Yeah.
Nuggets, they just acquired Aaron Gordon. Lakers, defending champions. Clippers, you know, they're the Clippers right now. Phoenix Suns in Utah, right? Like,
yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, who knows how healthy the Lakers are going to be? That's a massive deal.
Huge right now. They have both their star. They have their team on the sideline right now.
That's basically what it is. You can tell because they are not playing well.
I think they're 6-4 in the last 10.
They're not a good team.
LeBron's only been out for 5 games now. Like,
yeah.
How is it every year LeBron teams go into their season being like, oh, fuck, they got better. And then halfway through the year, you're always just kind of like, oh, so they kind of suck now without LeBron. Well,
But that's the thing, right, is with LeBron, obviously, it just shows you how much of a fucking important piece he is, mm-hmm. him and AD. But at the same time, it's like a team like that that knows they're in the playoffs, they're not even if at all every night, right? Mm-hmm. They're not like the fucking, I don't even know who you can pick, like who's going out there, like the fucking Hawks going hard every night, like the Knicks putting an all out effort every night, the Hornets. Fair. Like they're a proven team, you know, they're getting there.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Norman Powell trade?
I mean, it's a good trade for Portland.
What about for the Raptors?
Gary Trent Jr. has been god-awful since he's been in Toronto. I would say he's a similar type of player to Powell and what he could give you. But Powell was just starting to break out, and Trent Jr. is younger, so he could become better than Powell is now. Who knows? But obviously the Raptors just said fuck it on season, and they know they're not making it far anyway, so they just said try and get a little bit younger and a little bit better for Norman Powell. Mm-hmm. But I love Norman Powell and I hate to see him go, but he's got a chance to go win in Portland.
Yeah, I like the trade. I know we were talking about how Portland needed like a center, like a good scoring center to add though. When they got Norman Powell, I saw that and I was like, oh, I'm not too sure how that would work. But after watching a few games with him, I think that it will be a good fit for them. you know, because you can have more of like a rotation then between McCollum and Lillard. And
yeah, I was going to say, and he gives you that second option if Lillard's having an off night, which is unlikely, or if McCollum's having an off night, which kind of happens. But and then you got Powell there stepping up, putting in those points.
Definitely. I like the acquisition by Portland. Definitely made
them it's definitely team. A good trade for them.
Yeah,
definitely. What do you think about the Jazz getting Matt Thomas for a second round pick from the Raptors?
You know what?
Do you even know who that is?
Yes, I watched him play the other night against Cleveland when the Jazz were beating them by like 40.
Yeah. See, my thing is, he didn't play for the Raptors often either. Like, but he would come off the bench and have the odd game where he put up a couple threes and make it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's that guy that I don't necessarily know why they made the trade. Another guy who shoots the three, though.
The further in the playoffs you get, the bench becomes more and more irrelevant anyways.
Yeah, it's more your top eight at that point.
Yeah, not your ninth. Matt Thomas is definitely not in that top eight.
No. Like, he was playing garbage minutes in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And same with the Jazz. I mean, he's also added Ilya Sova. They could have planned
to make him more, but like, for the Raptors, it makes sense. Like, you're not using him anyways. Get a second round pick, whatever.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a... We'll see. We didn't need it. We didn't need to make the trade, but we did. So, whatever. I don't really give a shit. It's an irrelevant trade.
What do you think about the 76ers adding George Hill in a three-team trade, and where the only other name that's irrelevant is Austin Rivers, and he got waived?
I feel bad for Austin Rivers.
He's just getting passed around the league. Like,
he was playing good with the Knicks. Like, yeah. The Jazz lost them one game because Austin Rivers just wouldn't miss.
And I feel someone will pick him up.
Yeah, he's probably just those players that more like a volume shooter, where he's efficiently not very good.
But when he gets those opportunities to be shooting a lot, then he put up better numbers.
Yeah, so I don't know. All things considered, good trade for the Knicks or the 76ers.
Yeah, it's a good pickup for them. They got an actual
point guard.
Yeah.
Like, Ben Simmons is a joke.
Yeah.
Is what it is, though. But I think the two biggest